Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. The collect for today sums up the day very well. God of grace, give us the faith of Joseph to see the Spirit's work where the world sees only shame, to listen to the promise and to awaken to the cry of life renewed and love reborn through Jesus Christ, the one who is to come. I think most of us who have seen it on the news this week have been shocked to see the images coming out of Syria, coming to see children being lined up and killed, machine gunned down, to see communities of disabled people on buses, and these people, the buses turning away and leaving the people behind. And we think how cold, how hard, how awful this is. How can we respond? We all know that God is indwelling in each of us, and that it's up to all of us to pray. It's all up to all of us to respond. How do we respond to this brutality? The theme of today, the fourth Sunday, is love. And I want to start by thinking about the love of Joseph. We often don't see this, but in Joseph's culture, in Joseph's time, if someone you were engaged to became pregnant while you were engaged, you were supposed to maybe have that woman killed, or at least leave her and not bring shame to yourself by being with someone who possibly had relations with somebody else. And so in Joseph's culture, Joseph showed bravery, though we don't think about that today, but Joseph showed bravery to stay with Mary. He didn't want to make a public scene. Had he made a public scene, Mary would have been stoned to death in the culture of that day. Very brutal then, just like it's brutal now. But he didn't. He took a risk in love. He listened to the Holy Spirit, and he married Mary. And we know from this journey that Christ is among us in a magnificent, mystical way. And we commemorate the mysticism at Christmas of the birth of Jesus. But part of that birthing, which we renew it in ourselves starting a week today with Christ being born anew within us, part of that birthing includes taking risks to love. That's the essence. We must take a risk to love. Now, all of us who have been in relationships know what that means. Sometimes we get disappointed in our risk-taking, but other times it is rewarding. And those of you who are here in happy relationships today know what it means to be rewarded in the risk you took however long ago. But others of us know that sometimes the risk ends in disappointment. But that doesn't mean that we stop risking. We must risk to love. Jesus is born to bring us a new ethic and a new ministry, the ministry of love and risk-taking. That's what the epistle is about today. Paul's letter to the Romans is probably what's known as letter to the Romans is known as Paul's gospel. Paul was the earliest writer. And so this is some of the earliest Christian thought ever written down. There was an oral tradition. People spoke back and forth, like First Nations do, speaking back and forth their stories. They had people at that time carried the messages of their spirituality in an oral tradition. And the Christians were the same. From the time of Jesus' crucifixion till the first writing, it was all oral transmitted. Boy, this Jesus that we were following, and they would talk about the miracles and they talk about the mysteries that they'd learned from Jesus. But the first writing down was Paul, about the year 47. And Paul's letters are the first Christian writings. And this letter to the Romans, to a little church smaller than us here assembled in Agassiz today, Paul wrote. And here's what he was saying. He was talking about what does it mean to be a servant of Jesus Christ. And he was saying that to be a follower, we first of all see ourselves as servants. We are here to give of ourselves because we are in love with Jesus. That God loves us and God has taught us through Jesus how to love God in return for the love we have. And that we are called to be ministers in love. And so the first thing is that we are called to serve. And all of us here in this room today, in this church, are servants in one way or another. I can name things that I know you do as servants. You are committed servants of Jesus Christ, and it's an honor to serve with you. And we don't do it expecting something. We do it because we love. A servant. But the other is to be a follower, an apostle. Paul is talking to the church in Rome saying, you must be an apostle as well as a servant. You must know what the values of Jesus are, and as apostles, live those values out in your day. Live them out in your relationships to yourself, to others who you like, and to others who you may not like. You still must live out the values of Jesus Christ. It's tough. Sometimes it's tough. I work in a situation where some of the people I have to work with, not in the church, but in my Vision Quest work with the addicted people, some of those people I work with are tough to love. And they say and do things that are just over the moon. But it's important I have to keep reminding myself, rather than punching back, I have to turn the other cheek. Even though it's tempting to punch back. And many a time I've sent off a little trigger prayer to God, give me strength, Lord. And we all have to do that because we are called to love. And the third thing that Paul in this epistle, which is really his gospel, is that he's calling us to take risks for love. And that's what Joseph was doing as well. He took a risk to love Mary. And Paul took risks to go beyond his culture, to stand up and say, I am going to follow the way. Even though I'm a Jew, I'm a Gentile Jew, I am going to follow in the way. And I'm going to open up the doors and bring everybody in, not just those who are born of Jewish parents, to know about Jesus and to follow Jesus. He took a risk. He was proclaiming the love of God as he understood it from Jesus, but he took risks to do that. And he paid a price for it. He was imprisoned. He was outcasted. He was injured. And finally he died. He died early. But he took a risk to love. So we come to ourselves as we think about our preparation for Christmas. We've lit the four candles of the wreath. We've talked about the joy, the peace, the hope, and today the love that we bring into ourselves as we prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so the question I have on this last Sunday of Advent, before we come to celebrate in our various ways of celebrating, how are we? Are we willing to be lights in the darkness. We are now into the darkest week of the year, and the world seems dark, thinking about what's going on in Syria and other places. Are we willing to risk to be Christian lights in the darkness? Risking to love, risking to hope, risking to work for peace, risking to even see joyfulness in this time. We know that God indwells in each of us. And we know that that indwelling of God in us turns us into be lights in the darkness. You know, I mentioned this a few years ago and people said, no, you're nuts, but I'll do it again. Each of us, if we measure with the right equipment, if you go into a dark space, you can actually see that we are like human LEDs. There is a light that comes off of each of us. We are called to be candles, light in the darkness. So my question to you this week is, when you take a pause from doing Christmas baking, wrapping up Christmas gifts, sending out that last minute Christmas card, opening something that's just come in, ask yourself, am I being a light in the darkness? Am I being a light, a candle of love, joy, peace, and hope? And how do I do that more if I think I'm not there yet? Being calm, being forgiving, being peaceful, being thoughtful, being expressive. Maybe you're the kind of person that finds it difficult to share my emotions. Maybe you can share anger, but it's hard to share a thought of praise. I invite you to think about doing the thoughts of praise, giving compliments, being surprises of light in dark moments. But I also ask you to pray for those who are working for peace in the international scene, especially for the children of Syria. I want to take this moment to thank you for all the white gifts. It took a risk to do that. But children around here are going, especially in this cold snap, are going to have a better time because of your gifting. I pray that today as we receive the sacrament, that we may see ourselves receiving the sacrament which calls us to light. And may that light be rekindled and made stronger in these dark times. May God bless us all. Amen.